It's prom time.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I never went to a prom.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
Do you want me to
Your
start
mother
crying?
Wasn't available.
You are a funny boy,
Go
aren't
ahead.
You?
Tell me about the prom.
It says schools across Minnesota nation setting age limits on who can attend the prom.
Mom, what's wrong with that?
Prom dates as old as 48.
No.
Mom is showing up.
Hi, Mrs. Zingen. Lovely to meet you.
As Chuck Knapp would say, play that harpoon.
I'm telling you, this his tickets go on sale this morning for the drive-in. Over 300 drive-ins in the country.
What?
That are going to show a live Garth concert, and it costs you $100 a vehicle to get in. Wait a minute. Where are you?
Wait a minute. Means I do not have to go in the trunk anymore? Is that right?
I'm telling you, how many can you get in a Volkswagen? That's how many you get for $100 for a pickup truck. Or a vehicle, as we call it down in Arkansas.
A vehicle.
I've been living in the Ozarks
for a
long time.
You want to remove your vehicle from my driveway, sir?
Long time. Well, welcome to the summer surprise.
Good morning. You got your Chuck. Goodness. You got your John. Did we ever leave this place?
I got good news.
What's your good news?
I got really good news.
Yeah.
I found my knob.
Oh.
I lost my knob. I lost my knob.
Sounds like a personal problem to me, man.
Well, we're going to discuss that a little later today. We've got many, many people coming up, including Rob Sherwood, who's going to tell us a great story about knobs. And somebody lost his knob.
Uh-huh.
Someone else picked up that knob and carried it in her purse for a year and a half. It's a beautiful Bob Knob story coming up on the summer surprise this morning with the Napper. And there he is, Pastor
Still
John
a pastor.
Engen. Still pastoring. And what else are you doing?
Let's see. I was thinking about actually retiring. You know this next birthday coming up in less than a month?
On the
65.
Yes. You on the 11th
I'm doing
of next
65.
Month. Well. You got a good start, I'll say that.
Oh,
and,
man.
You are looking terrific, folks.
I figured on my retirement program, I've got to work till I'm 85. If I retire on a Friday, I have to be dead by noon Monday.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself, okay? You know, just with me, it's 1 minute at a time. You know. But I've been carrying around a label that people gave me many, many years ago that won't surprise you at
What's
all.
That?
I have been branded. Well, this is a cowboy station. We can talk about brand. You ever watch them brand a steer?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's so smelly, isn't
Actually
it?
Actually done it. Yep.
Yeah. My little right here, the little tattoo says, undesirable character, which is just perfect for Bob FM. Don't you agree? Chuck and John, Bob FM, the summer surprise. What a line. Up we have for you this
What you
morning.
Got over there?
Oh, man. I mean, we're going to hear from one of my neighbors in Arkansas
Alrighty.
Shortly.
Got it.
We're going to hear from Mike McAnally. We're going to hear from Steve Wollenhaus.
Not the Wollenhaus.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Are you sure he's going to show up?
Because
you and I did this together, we were Wollenhaus more than once.
Well, I know, but he says he's coming because he's got a book for sale.
How
you hook him.
He's going to be peddling a book.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we have the one and only Orly Knutson that was on for 20 years.
WLTE.
Yes, in the morning.
Yes.
Then Charlie Brown is going to be in here. Many, many people have listened to Charlie
the
Brown
voice.
And Chuck Britton. We got Jim Rich in the sports coming up this morning. We have the one and only Terry Train.
Don't you love Terry Train?
From KQ.
Oh.
Terry Train is going to
Nothing
be live
but the best.
In the studio. Then we're going to get to Mr. Sherwood, Rob Sherwood.
Rob Sherwood's coming
yes.
in?
Yes. No, he's not coming
oh,
in.
Oh, he's dropping by?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
via something?
Well, he's a drive-by.
Okay.
Yes, yes. He just drove from Montreal to the Norwegian Riviera Duluth, don't you know?
Yeah.
So he's in Duluth right now. And then Pat McKay is going to be on with us. Mike Rivers is going to be on. We have so many folks lined up. Danny Carpenter will be here. Don is going to be here. Don Anger. along with Bullet Bob Lang, Wendy Paulson from the Minnesota Broadcasters. And I guess the main thing we want to talk about this morning,
yes,
since you saw the daylight right around 5 o'clock.
I did.
This, coming up tomorrow, is the longest day.
Is this it?
No, okay, it's the first day of summer, so yeah, that figures.
Okay.
But this is something that the Alzheimer's Association has put together as a fundraiser. And we're going to have a wonderful young lady from Alzheimer's here of Minnesota and North Dakota who's going to be on the air this morning with us to tell us a little bit about the longest day fundraising opportunity for all Bob FM listeners.
That's going to be happening this morning.
Yes.
We are getting thank yous and texts already.
Yes.
The Hoof Trimmers Association of the World has checked in. You know,
well,
they're listening to you, Bob.
If you want to tell your friends, we're on mybobcountry.com. You can also text us at 763-450-0100. Chuck and John and a cast of what feels like hundreds coming up this morning right here on Bob FM. And lots of good talk about Alzheimer's as well.
Right.
Oh! John.
Whoa.
Hey.
This is my song.
Hey, for you and Jody, right here on Bob.
Yeah.
Well, I went down to the ground to catch her. She denied, she's a 10, I know. She got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Bid your heart goodbye, young John.
I did. I married that lady in the second row. She's an 8. You know what?
She's a 9.
She's still an 8. She's a 9. She's a 10. I know. Still does it. Ooh, she does it well.
This is the summer surprise with Chuck and John on Bob FM. No one is more surprised than we are to be here.
We're still surprised that we're actually alive. That's an upside right there.
We've been allowed to come back into the studio for one day.
Uh-huh.
We've got a little fundraiser going on for Alzheimer's all morning long. We'll tell you about that as the morning goes along. We're about 6 minutes before 6 o'clock in the morning. Chuck and John on the summer surprised with a cast of, perhaps hundreds.
Let's just go with thousands.
Hey, I want you to, you know, I've been spending the last 6 years in the Ozark Mountains.
Not just the Ozark Mountains, you've been spending it in Yaleville. Home of spacious and gracious living.
That's where I met my neighbor that lives kitty corner to me. His name is SeanBeaverMusic.com.
Uh-huh. That's the way his parents named him?
Yeah, Sean.
Boy, they were.
Sean Beaver. SeanBeaverMusic.com. Is that you, Sean?
Yes, sir.
Well, good to have your voice on from Yaleville, Arkansas. What is the, what? And you're a songwriter and a singer, and they can get your music at SeanBeaverMusic.com. And we're going to do a little of that in just a moment, but there is a history behind Yaleville. And one of the great shows that was ever done about radio, maybe the greatest show about radio, was WKRP in the old days. And they one of the best episodes of all time was the Turkey Drop. So my question for you, sir, is where did the turkey drop originate? Where did they get that idea from?
Yes, sir. It's after the Second World War. A lot of the veterans from the American Legion here in town got together to figure out some way we could have a homecoming, hometown parade, because before the dams were built here on the White River Basin Lake,
sure,
to make the lakes here and stuff, had to create jobs. Well, people, there was no jobs here. Everybody went to Washington State, California, Kansas City, St. Louis, vice versa.
Sure.
To get jobs. Everybody needed a homecoming to come back. So the American Legion, also to get a homecoming and parade going on that particular weekend, and also to get turkeys were very scarce here. So thought we'd have a turkey trot parade. Some of the veterans were pilots.
Yeah.
Hey, let's throw some turkeys out to get a little nostalgia thing going.
Well,
it just took off.
Wait, what do you mean throw them out? What'd they do?
They got a small aircraft and flew over the crowd and threw turkeys out of the plane.
And so what we heard, of course, was, and I thank you for coming on, in addition to being my next-door neighbor in Yaleville, Arkansas, SeanBeaverMusic.com, phenomenal songwriter and singer and just an all-around good guy. Also the town barber, John. He has all the dirt on me and everybody else.
At what point in the turkey drop did the first quote be made? As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Hey, Sean, we're gonna roll into the WKRP and play a little of your turkey trot song. But I thank you for coming on, Bob, with Chuck and John this morning as a part of the summer surprise. And I look forward to getting back to the natural state, to Yellville, very, very soon, so you and I can maybe just have a beer out on your back porch.
Absolutely. Come on down, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crunching to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible.
Are running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Here is Sean Beaver with something about the turkey trot.
It's a 70-year tradition that's growing strong today. But the nosy people from out of state trying to take it away. Our dropping birds from the sky, they gotta come to a stop. They're sticking a dagger through her heart, trying to kill turkey trot.
That's what they're trying to do. That's what PETA's trying to do.
Doesn't matter how you throw them, by plane or by bus.
Come down to Yellville, folks.
It's visiting with our neighbor that means so much to us. So for all you party poopers, thought you had us in a gym.
Can you say that on the radio?
He just did. Oh, my.
Folks, people from Yellville, Arkansas, could really give a damn. Yeah, the people from Yellville, Arkansas.
Yes, we do.
Could really give a damn.
He can play and sing.
He sure can. Plus, he can cut ahead.
As God is my witness.
I thought turkeys could fly.
I love that line. Oh, there goes the plane flying over Crooked Creek, Yellville, Arkansas. And this goes on every fall, about the second weekend in October.
When does PETA show up? Somewhere in August?
Yeah, they're not a happy bunch of campers, that's for sure. Well, we are Chuck and John. We got a couple of commercials that we want to drop in.
Possibly an ID or two.
And then we'll come right back. This is the start of the summer surprise and also a wonderful opportunity to fundraise for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in just a moment. It's Chuck and John live on Bob FM.
Support your local family-owned pizzeria. Unlock happy hour and get $5 off any large pizza at SavoyRewards.com.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bob FM, home of the Sea-Doo Spark Waves of Freedom giveaway. Here's what's on the Bob bulletin board.
4-H Performing Arts, hashtag at home, bringing the stage to you.
This is the summer surprise on Bob FM. Chuck and John are hosting and welcoming all kinds of legacy broadcast talent from Minnesota. Terry Train, Dan Ertzgard, Rob Sherwood, Bob Lang, Pat McKay, Mac McAnally, Don Anger, Orly Knutson, True Don Blue, Dennis Carpenter, Charlie Brown, and more. Help us highlight the Alzheimer's Association's longest day and raise funds to shine a light on Alzheimer's. Donate now at mybobcountry.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Minnesota, it's time to go.
Hello, Big John.
Chuck and John on your radio. Bobbing up on Bob FM.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the summer surprise from now until 10 o'clock this morning. One of the people I forgot to mention going to be with us from San Francisco on Zoom.
Yes.
True Don Blue. TDB at 9:03. That's what's coming up, along with so many others, right here on Bob FM. It is the summer. It is the summer surprise. So we have some summer songs for you. I want to kick it off with this one in the 6 o'clock hour.
All right.
Then we'll get some news and weather.
Rain's coming down in
tonight.
Thank you for spending your morning with us. It's Chuck and John back for a day right here on Bob FM for the Summer Surprise. A big show planned all the way to 10 o'clock this morning.
It's going to happen. It's happening today. Want a couple of headlines here, Chuck?
Yes, please, because I've always enjoyed the way you're plugged into what's going on in the Twin Cities.
This is such good news. Minnesota residents, if you have an elderly person in your life in lawn care services and facilities, you've not been able to go see them. You can now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Minnesota said face-to-face, loved ones, you go do it on Wednesday. State Department of Health updated its coronavirus guidelines to allow in-person contact outdoors. One other good piece of news.
Yes, sir.
You get to go back to the zoo. The Minnesota Zoo is your zoo. Come to life at the zoo. It is going to debut their drive-through zoo next Wednesday through July 5. Guests will be able to take a 20 to 30-minute drive down the Beasley Boulevard.
Yes. And speaking of zoos, that's what we have this morning right here on Bob FM, the Summer Surprise. A little fundraiser for Alzheimer's. So much going on. Hey, can I say good morning real quick to Hertz? Are you...
Dan Hertzgard is in WCCO. Dan Hertzgard?
Yes. Is that you, Mike?
I'm feeding here into my mic, and it looks like I see it on the screen, so it should be working.
Oh, okay. So, Hertz, your mom is in a nursing home, and we're going to try to talk to her later this morning.
Yes.
Is that okay?
What a great idea. Could we play her a song, perhaps?
I bet we can. So thank you for that. We'll get to it. I want to get to Mike for a moment. He's my old next-door neighbor South Minneapolis.
That's right.
Mac, how you doing, buddy?
I'm just so excited to be here today. It's unbelievable. I got chicken skin all over my whole body.
Well, we ought to get some fried chicken going at this country music outlet.
So I guess that's coming in at 7.
Give me. So you were on KSTP. What else did you do? Where else were you? How long were you there? What are you doing now?
Well, that's a complicated story. I was at KSTP. I started out in my career at the age of 28 years old. I was the oldest request line operator ever. I decided to grow up and get into radio, which was, you can't do. But at 28, I decided, I'd wanted to be a disc jockey all my life. So I went to Brown Institute. While I was at Brown Institute, I realized that I have the most blessed life of all the people on the planet.
Tell me.
Well, I got a job at KDWB as a request line operator.
So when I called up trying to be caller number 10, that was you
That was me. And most request line operators are like 16 years old.
Oh,
I was 28 years old.
Yeah.
So, and I became the request line operator for Chuck Britton.
Yeah.
For Bullet Bob Lang.
See, they're going to be on this morning.
For the True Down Blue. These are my heroes.
Yeah.
And while I was going to Brown Institute, I listened to Knapp and Bush.
Oh.
And later on, Donitz and Bush. And, Donitz and Knapp. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Charlie had long departed for the heavenly
realm.
Yes,
he did. He finished mowing his lawn and went to sleep.
Yeah.
What a man. What a beautiful man.
We had fun with him. John Hines, Tom Bernard, and I went over to his basement in Coon Rapids over on Flora and Hollywood, and we got to send him to a homecoming, and then the church up in Coon Rapids asked the three of us to deliver the eulogies.
Yeah, awesome.
Man, oh man.
Never met the man without a smile on his face.
Yep.
Always had a smile and a chuckle.
But it's so good to hear. Just keep talking. We just want to hear the voice.
So...
Come on, this is radio.
After Brown, and KDWB, I got my first job at a station called KQWB. Does that sound familiar to you?
I was driving to Florida for my first radio job, 1964, when the owner of Cutie called me and said, I'm thinking about switching call letters, and I'd like to have some kind of a WB thing like Kroll Collier had when they owned KDWB, KEWB, and KFWB,
right.
Los Angeles, San Francisco,
right.
Radio Drive. And so I said, what about KQ? And it stuck.
Didn't you work at that station?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did, and I had a wonderful time as music director, and really, that was kind of like my first job was at Daytona, but then I came back to Fargo. I didn't want all that sun.
Is there a station you didn't work for around there?
There are some, like Hertzgard, to mention one.
The Nomads.
Who must have at least 35 or 40 stations under his belt. Oh. I only got as far as 19.
Disc jockeys are the Nomads of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was up there. Lackaducks owned KQWB at the time. Yep. And they opened up their FM. It was an automated station. I was their first afternoon drive jock up there. After that, at about 6 months, then I got hired away to KVOX and did afternoon drive over there. So I always tell people I spent 18 months in Fargo-Moorhead. People say, what? Correctional facility?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. So, but then Denny Carpenter, the man who owns this gorgeous radio station.
Sure is.
And who will be on later on is called me one day. I got a call in the request line, and it was, yeah, this is Dennis Carpenter. I said, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I'm KSTP.
Did I win?
Yeah. I said, yes. And he said, I want you to come down for an interview.
Yeah.
And I went, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
So I came down and they hired me. And, the rest, I spent a couple of years on the air at KSTP. Some of the best moments of my life.
Yes.
It's like, as I'm reminiscing coming over here for the last 2 days, I was thinking about it. And it's like diving into an Olympic-sized swimming pool of memories and emotions. Unbelievable times. So I did middays there for quite a while at KSTP, the music station.
Yes.
And being the Hubbard Broadcasting, KSTP was the ABC affiliate. Everybody that had something to sell.
Yeah.
A new movie, a new book, a new album, a new concert.
Oh, man.
They came in, and I got to interview them.
Yeah, I sat with Howard Cosell. Jimmy Stewart was there. They had a lineup over at KSTP that just wouldn't quit when they went from NBC to ABC affiliation.
But I have to ask you, you were at KS95 at the time.
Yeah.
Cheryl Tiggs came in, and she was a little upset with the owner of Hubbard Broadcasting, Stanley, because he took her to a hockey game.
Yeah.
It was a high school hockey game, and she was hungry.
It's the greatest.
And he offered her a popcorn bag and a hot dog. She doesn't get Minnesota culture.
Well,
she didn't.
Which Cheryl?
Cheryl Tiggs.
Well, she was born in Breckenridge, for crying out loud.
No, she wasn't happy.
Okay.
So she interviewed on Twin Cities Today with Steve Adelman and Sharon Anderson.
Yes.
And she was scheduled then to go to you, and then she was scheduled to come to me.
Yeah.
I got stood up. Did you interview her, or don't you remember?
Yes, and she didn't have any makeup on, and she looked gorgeous. I've got a picture of her and I sitting together. She's one of the top models of the world at that time.
Yes, she was.
Yep.
Well, since she stood me up, I claim that she couldn't come in because she had a pimple on her nose.
Well, anyway, folks, thank you for being here, Mike. We'll get back to you as the morning goes along. Great to hear your voice. This is the summer surprise.
It's great
to
be here.
And I believe you have what's your favorite summer song?
Oh, it's got to be Kid Rock and All Summer Long.
Really?
You bet. It's two songs in one.
Can you
start off with?
Talk it up to the vocal.
On Bob FM.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
In Alabama this weekend, the NASCAR boys are at Talladega.
Do they get a crowd or not?
Well, they will have. This will be the first time when they will really open it up.
How sweet is that?
They did have something going on earlier with a few people from what it, but gee, it's been a good season to watch racing.
You're listening to the True Country Station, and all weekend listen for double spins of different songs with the same names. The Homonyms Weekend, True Country and Fun on Bob 106.1.
And Chuck and John are back in the morning along with a cast of maybe hundreds of people who are going to be on all morning. This is the summer surprise, John Engen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bob FM. Welcome to something that we never thought would happen again. We're back.
I lost my knob. I have no idea where I have misplaced my knob for several years. When you're down in the Ozarks, it's not easy to find your knob. You know, that's hey, by the way, I've been living in the Arkansas Ozark Mountains, and they are the home of the original social distancing.
I thought that was like Scandinavians. Nope. We've been practicing this for 300 years.
Well, I know we don't hug each other and we don't particularly like to shake hands. So that fits in pretty well with a lot of the natives here in this part of the world. But down there, they've been social distancing since the first moonshine was being made. I promise you this is true. There are roads down there where we live, and you don't want to go down them. You don't want to go to the end of the road. The people that are down there don't want to meet you. They don't want to see you. They won't help you out if you have a flat tire. There's something in the air down there.
I'm afraid you're going to steal their shine.
And it's a little bit sweet. Well, we're coming back with more in just a couple minutes. 6:24, this is Bob, and it's a Friday morning. It is coming up on the first day of summer. The longest day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's what the Alzheimer's Association is promoting, so we can get some fundraising going for them. And we have a cast of hundreds. We're coming right back on Bob FM.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to
the summer surprise on Bob FM to shine a light on Alzheimer's, featuring a whole bunch of Minnesota broadcast legends.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're happy to be back. Dick Irvesty, thank you so much for all of that. I hope we get to talk to him a little bit later. We'll see how that goes. We've got so many people that are here to get to in the next 3.5 hours, John.
We should have done the four-day one of these things, because we've got way too many people stuffed into this.
We really did. Steve Wollenhaus is coming up in a couple minutes. He's been on with us over all of the years with Chuck and John. We also have the one and only, the legendary Orly Knutson. Coming up in the next half hour on Bob FM. And we have Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is going to be here.
There's a voice everybody recognizes.
Yep. And these are all voices, and we hope somehow or other that this can be a an uplifting but soothing and satisfying opportunity to listen to Chuck and John and a cast of hundreds.
I'm not sure that soothing and satisfying were ever a goal for any moment that you and I ever spent on the air together.
Well, we got Mac in studio, we got Danny Carpenter in studio, we got Dan Hertzgard, and so many others that are coming up on Zoom this morning. Have we got Steve?
We don't.
Does that sound like Steve?
Steve Wollenhaus, are you there?
No, we don't have him as of yet.
No, Steve Wollenhaus.
Nope. So I'm going to take another. Let me go to Dan for a half a second. They made the announcement today. John, tell them again in case they missed it on the news.
Oh, we get to visit our loved ones in nursing homes now. For those in the long-term care, the state of Minnesota said we're opening up the doors. You can actually go inside. You don't have to press your greasy nose on the window anymore.
Whoa.
Oh, wonderful news. Thank you. Yeah.
So
it's great to hear that.
Mr.
Hertzgard,
been a long time.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you have seen your 100-year-old sweet mother?
Months. I mean, since this pandemic began, we're not allowed to go there. So
now you can.
Yes,
I would think you'd be beating a path to her door today. Is it? Does it start today, John, or are they?
No, I think it starts. They gave the information on Wednesday. Yeah. I'm not sure when it starts, but it sure sounds like it's going to be very, very soon.
Well, we'll call the governor and find out. You know, he runs everything here.
If you call the governor, I've got some other things to talk to him about.
Coming up on 6:29, and Mac is still with us in the studio. The great voice of KSTP. It turns out that I think you lived in the same house that I had lived in.
I think was it haunted? Did you ever notice any poltergeist in it?
Yes.
Now, I bet you there's a bunch of stains in there, though.
No, in fact, he is still following me around. We have given him the name Larry. And Larry is following us everywhere we go from house to house, whether it was that place in South Minneapolis or up in Andover or now down in the Ozark Mountains. Larry, the strangest things are happening.
I'm glad he's following you, because I hated going in the basement of that house.
That was quite a house, wasn't it?
That was great.
Yeah, that was a house.
It was
well,
awesome.
We're at 6:29, and we got Hertz on. We got Mac on.
Mm-hmm.
Denny Carpenter is here. There is a lineup besides Orly coming up, and Steve Wollenhaus and Charlie Brown, and we're going to hear from Chuck Britton. Jim Rich will have the sports. Terry Train is going to be in studio with us in the next hour, and we're going to get Rob Sherwood on Zoom. He's got a story or two he wants to tell, I can tell you that. So that's what we're going to do. And then we've got others as well. We got Mike McKay. Pat McKay is coming in. Mike Rivers is coming in. You've already heard from Hertz, and we'll hear from him again. and so many others, Bullet Bob Lang, Wendy Paulson from the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and a couple of really sweet Alzheimer's interviews.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the longest day.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What is that about? Well, they're going to explain that in the next hour here on Bob FM. But it's an opportunity for every Bob listener to do what they love to do most and to get their friends to contribute. So, I mean, what do you like most besides kissing Jody? What else would you, what would John Engen, what would you do where we could all send in money if you would kiss her like 150 times in 1 hour?
You know, I'm willing to do that if you're going to send in money.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean.
That just sounds like a good Thursday to me.
I know, you're a couple of turtles, you're happy together. I know that song.
Yes, we were. We are.
Yeah, really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. We're on Bob FM, Chuck and John, in the morning. It is 6:31. 6:31.
Chuck and John in
Here
the morning.
Goes.
Bob FM.
Just to remember how it used to be.
Sometimes it just gives me the creeps when I listen to those.
How many years
ago? Am I the John in those again? Is
how many years ago we were here?
Oh, man. We've been doing this radio together since 1998.
Well, 14 years.
Yeah.
We logged almost 15 years together.
Yeah, we did. Very close.
And
I worked with you longer than you worked with Donuts.
Well,
I think in a long span.
It just seemed a lot longer. Well, he and I logged 15 years.
Yeah, we were close then.
And, yeah, and he was a wonderful, God bless his soul.
Yeah.
But I have loved every minute of you during this 15 years.
Wow. It's been wonderful, to tell
the truth right here on Bob FM during the summer surprise. Everything that we can throw at you in the next 3.5-4 hours until 10 this morning on Bob.
Well, let's keep throwing.
You know, if you'd like to listen, you can go to mybobcountry.com and you can hear us around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a text, maybe you have a song. Now, we've got some songs, some summer songs picked out. So if we don't get to one of your requests this morning, I'm told by our program director that it could go on the all-request lunch hour at noon.
Yeah.
See how that works?
With Jimmy.
So, you would call 763-450-0100. Yeah. And we would do our best to get your request on. So I'm just kind of waiting on...
Mr. Woolenhouse?
Yes. Kind of waiting on Steve.
Well, let's drop a song in and see what happens.
Well,
see if he actually... Because, you know, remember, he doesn't need to work hard, does he?
I got another summer song here for you, buddy. From back when we were together in 2006.
All right.
It's a Kenny Chesney on Bob FM.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49.
You know, I loved when we were down in St. Thomas.
Yeah.
We went over to St. John's and saw the island that Kenny had been living on for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, catching him when he did his big concert at Target Field was absolutely spectacular.
Oh, of course.
We love Kenny Chesney on Bob FM. Chuck and John on the radio, the napper and the pastor, Chuck Knapp, John Engen, right here on Bob just for one morning, just until 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, then they're going to call in the cleaners you know, get the stains out of the carpet, and then we'll move on to life again, huh?
This is the longest day for the Alzheimer's Association. It's actually tomorrow.
Yep.
That's first day of summer, of course. Mm-hmm. And by the way, happy Father's Day weekend to everybody, all the dads that are listening. It's a big weekend for dads everywhere. And we're going to have lots of guests that are going to be coming on throughout the morning. So here we are. Bob FM is the place. Chuck and John, the guys, along with all the guys, Mike and Hertz and Denny and so many others that are here. And we'll be back in a moment.
The Bank of Elk River, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, there's another great voice, the voice of John Hines. And I did try to get a hold of him, John, and I couldn't connect up with him. I think he's retired in Florida. I think John Hines. Now, where did Steve Woolenhouse ever retire to? Is he retired yet?
That's funny.
Yeah. Steve Woolenhouse will never retire. His mission in life is to take over the weather world, and I believe he's doing quite well. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So how did they coerce you guys to come out of retirement
donuts.
And show up for a day of work.
Wait a minute. I'm not retired.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
There's food involved, Steve. You got to know that. There's food.
Oh, how the heck are you, gentlemen?
We're good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good in these crazy times.
You know, I never had any idea when we were working with you on Chuck and John on Bob years ago that you were going to be the author of one of the most outstanding books I've ever read. And if you don't mind me mentioning Anatomy of Success by Steve Wollenhaus, what a book for people to read. It's really life counseling. It really is. Your background, I had no idea. Are you a St. Thomas grad? Is that what I read?
Yes, yeah. I went to St. Thomas and graduated from there at a time that will not be disclosed to give any information that may provide insight into my age.
All right, okay.
But let's just say we measure those times in decades at this point in my life.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful book, and I urge people to, and if you don't follow along with what we have, I put it on my Facebook page under, you can look for me under Chuck Knapp Radio Company, and right there is Anatomy of Success by Steve Wollenhaus. It is a great book, especially for young people to read.
You know, no, I appreciate that, Chuck. I've done a lot of stuff on LinkedIn, especially. Have a large international audience there, mostly diverse, but a lot of younger people that are aspiring entrepreneurs that are looking for some guidance in how to manage that huge commitment along with family and health and all those other things that people juggle. So it's been a fun journey for me to kind of walk away from getting up early and doing the on-air stuff like I used to do for so many years. And I missed that. But, it was time for me to do some other things, still heavily involved in the business, but there's so many other capable people. And getting up at 2 a.m., as you know, for almost 3.5 decades, it just takes its toll.
I've got your weather app on my phone. I check it all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
and it talks to me. Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's CarPlay enabled, and people ask all the time, how come I can't get radar in the car? That's not something that you're able to do as of yet with CarPlay limitations. There's legal limitations, but the audio is there, so you can use it with smart speakers at home and in your vehicle. And it's Weatherology, a free app, and really, really moving in a positive direction with that, and people love it and constantly refining it to meet the expectations of our users. And so I appreciate the mention, Chuck. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, when you say legal limitations, that reminds me very much of the Chuck and John show on Bob FM.
There was always a lawyer in the studio when we were doing radio.
You know, I'm glad you brought it up. It was on my list of things to mention. But I just, I wanted you to know, and I never wanted to share this with you because I knew you were both incredibly sensitive.
Yes.
But I did the show out of pity, quite candidly.
Yeah, we understood that, though. Yeah. But, Steve, everyone who attached to the show did it out of pity. That was...
Yeah, because it was far more than a pleasure. It was a burden.
Yeah, actually. We always thought it was a court order, but thank you for doing your time with us.
That was the other thing I planned to get to next. But since you brought that up, I don't have to mention that either.
Well, I could ask you to do the Minneapolis weather, but I don't know where you are, buddy.
I'm actually in the cities here.
Oh,
Sweet Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So
it's a
nice Father's Day weekend, obviously.
Yeah, it is. Now, do you guys have big plans this weekend? I know probably you're out to your cabin, Charlie.
Yeah, that's all true. It's where I want to sink myself, at the end of the dock.
And the pool has to be cleaned in our backyard. So, and we do have a Great Dane, so there's a mission out there, too.
Oh.
Well, the last time I did that, I don't think your neighbors really appreciated the attire that I chose to wear. But I was also trying to get a little sun that day, so
the Speedo was a little over the top.
Well, yeah, listen, we're going to let you go. We got Orly Knutson is coming on in the next few minutes. If we can, Jeff, if we can get a hold of Orly, I want to get Orly on from Indianapolis. That would be Indianapolis, for those of you that have never been there. And we're going to have so many people that are coming. Can we get Orly on the phone here in just a second? We're going to call that young man up. He was doing WLTE for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Steve, I don't know if you knew Orly, but...
Oh, I do remember. Yeah, I remember all the radio greats from the Twin Cities.
Who does not know Orly Knudsen?
And we have Wendy Paulson from the Minnesota Broadcasters is coming in this morning. I think your dad had something to do with that many, many years ago.
Many years ago, absolutely, yes.
Yep. I remember Don quite well. It was a wonderful man. So, it's Father's Day weekend. Bob FM, it's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
Listen,
thank you.
Jim. Bye-bye. Right.
Steve Wollenhaus on Bob FM.
You know what else is? Denny Carpenter, the one of the owners of Bob FM, is standing out in the hallway on an interview on Fox 9 this morning.
Summertime. We've got an old friend, John. This is an old dear friend of the Napper. We want to say good morning to Orly Knudsen. Good morning.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. I remember when you and I got a chance when I was just a snot-nosed kid in my hometown, and you were doing, I think you were doing Morning Drive, weren't you?
I was at KOGE.
Yeah.
Fergus Falls. Yeah.
It just there's a story behind those call letters, which we don't have time to go into now. There was an additional letter that was put at the end of the call letters, but you were doing mornings. And were you?
You're right.
What did you do in your band out in Bismarck? Were you drumming? Is that what you were doing?
Oh, I don't know. I've been all over the place, Chuck. And the fun thing about you, and every time your name pops up, is when I was working at KQWB in Fargo.
Ooh.
You worked there, Chuck Riley, Shadow Stevens, about everybody in the world worked there. And I had sent a tape to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
A guy named Jim Hilliard called me back and said, "Hey, we like your tape, but we want you to call Chuck Knapp in Boston." I thought, "What?" And he said, "I know you and Chuck are friends. Give him a call. See what he says about our operation here in India. If you're still interested, call me back." Called him. I called you, and you said, "What? Get your butt down there, man. That's what's going on." And I did, and I went to Indianapolis, and thanks to you, I got the gig.
Well, and then at what point do you come back to WLTE and spend 20 years in Morning Drive here in this town?
I did, as a matter of fact. I got up every morning about 3 o'clock. I lived in Woodbury. And St. Paul and Woodbury, and the time I was there, 20 years, we were in 2 or 3 different studios, and we were in CCO's building where we were on the 5th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the Twin Cities are great. Right now, they've got some problems, but back in the day, I loved mornings. Did 20 years, still had some contract left, but I thought, you know, I've done all the jokes. Time, temperature, played all the music. It's time to kick my feet up and relax a little bit.
So you are in Indiana doing just that?
Well, I'm actually not. I'm working for my daughter and son-in-law.
Oh.
They have a pharmaceutical company, and I work back in the warehouse and, you know, don't have to wear a shirt or so. Well, I have to wear a shirt, but no tie. And just fill boxes up and do stuff and listen to the radio and then think, yeah, well, this is the way it's going. I'm going to be 40 this year.
You're going to be double what?
Oh, no. No. I'm going to be 81, man.
I see. There you go. There. Does that sound like an 81-year-old? Listen to that youthful spirit.
No.
That's what radio and gigging can do for you for a whole lifetime. And,
well, I feel good.
And then, of course, you know, working for your daughter and son-in-law and you're packaging all that up, it's one for the customer, one for Orly. One for the customer, one for Orly.
And one of my granddaughters is my boss, so I figured, well, what the hell, you know, a granddaughter is not going to fire grandpa, right?
Oh, yeah, don't count on that.
Yeah.
Well, I actually work with a guy in California, Orly, that you worked with in Indianapolis, a guy named Dan Schaefer. I work in Bakersfield, California, from Minneapolis now, but a guy named Dan Schaefer talks about you all the time.
Tell me what your favorite summertime song is, and we'll let you go.
Hey, okay, you guys are doing a good thing. Keep up the good work, and tell the pastor hello, and Let's do some summertime music, dude.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime. It's summertime.
One of the great songs of summer from 1958, a song by the Jamies. We've asked everybody that's on with Chuck and John on Bob FM this morning to pick their favorite summer song.
And they have done just that.
Yeah, that was Orly's request was Summertime, Summertime, Some by the Jamies.
Oh, my goodness.
They do it much better than I do, but you're listening to Chuck and John. It's about 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. It's a Friday morning.
Yeah, and it's going by way, way, way too fast.
It's beautiful. It's what a gorgeous weekend for the longest day. We'll talk more about that with the Alzheimer's Association and give you a chance to make a contribution. In fact, if you'd like to make a contribution without even hearing from them yet, you could just go to mybobcountry.com and on the Facebook page or on the page of mybobcountry.com is a donate button. You would click on the donate button and it will take care of it. It's all secure. You don't have to worry. We're not going to sell your name and address. We're not into that. So that's what we're doing this morning right here on Bob FM, a little fundraiser for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and just dragging a whole bunch of wonderful icons of radio through the studios, and it's been a whole lot of fun thus far. Plus, you may have seen a little stuff on Channel 9 this morning. We've got a camera crew in, and they've been taking a little video. Our owner was out in the hallway doing a little yakking.
Yeah, Shane Wells is here from Fox 9.
From Fox 9, right.
And she's on the morning show with Alex and Tom and everyone. Keith and everybody. I love to watch the Fox 9 morning show. They're sticking around a little bit this morning. So if you happen to be watching Fox 9 this morning, you could see us.
Now back to Bob FM's Summer Surprise with Chuck and John and a whole bunch of Minnesota broadcast legends to shine a light on Alzheimer's. You can donate now at mybobcountry.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Chuck, this is, I don't even know how to introduce myself. Charlie Brown, but not the one from the 63 KDWB. I'm like the B-grade Charlie Brown from KDWB in the 90s.
Yeah, B as in Brown. That's right. Good to hear you.
Yeah, you and I have some history together. We could talk about that in a second. But first of all, what is this? Is it like roast Chuck Knapp Day or...
It's definitely ground chuck day.
Well, I like the pirate look. That's good.
Thank you.
Is it like an eight-sided hat there or what?
Actually, I had surgery yesterday and had one of my lenses removed, a new lens put in. So I do have the patch over the eye.
Well, we all just realized after this lockdown thing just how squeezable Charmin is.
Well, I couldn't find any. What are you talking about? I had to go out and get leaves. Well, I know. I mean, that's what we did out in the woods all those years when we were deer hunting up north was nobody had any TP. Come on.
Denny wanted me to pop in the studio and share this little story with you.
Yes.
Back in the 70s, I was a teenager. I sold pumpkins on the farm so that I can make some money. So I bought a radio at an auction and I fashioned some headphones. At night at 10 o'clock when I was supposed to be sleeping, I was listening to Chuck Knapp on WLS. Hmm. I kid you not, I had it in my mind that if I fell asleep with the headphones on listening to Chuck Knapp, that I would sleep learn how to be a DJ.
I did my best to make that happen for you. So, and I've heard your show.
I'm sorry.
And I like
that.
It. I like it.
Okay. Then I learned we had a school trip and we were going down to Chicago. Mm. And so I thought, well, this is the perfect time to go to WLS. So I got on my little manual typewriter, had a green ribbon at that time, and I typed out a green letter and I sent it off to WLS on May 12th, 1972. I'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. Can you please arrange a tour for me? Mm-hmm. Okay. So there it goes. It's off in the mail and that's done. And that's how you think when you're a teenager. And so I got there at about 10 o'clock in the morning, the office at WLS, and the receptionist looks at me. I said, well, I'm here for my tour. And you are who? And I said, well, didn't you get my letter? I'm in the lobby at WLS and she's looking at me like I'm the strangest thing that ever straggled in off of the Chicago streets and comes around the corner. Now, keep in mind, Chuck worked till 2 in the morning. At 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, I have no idea what you were doing in the studio at WLS. But there he is coming around the corner and he goes, I'll take care of him. I'll take him on a tour. So he takes me to the engineering control room, met with J.J. Jeffries. I can't quite remember who was on the air. It was Bob Surratt or something. I don't quite remember. through the whole station. And then if that wasn't enough, Chuck has 45 minutes to spend with me in the conference room at WLS talking to some kid who straggled in off the street in my recorder. And the gist of that was Chuck went on and on and on about his radio career, about radio in general, what radio was all about. And my interviewing skills at that time amounted to, yes, Mr. Knapp, I agree with that. That's what I kept saying over and over. Yes, Mr. Knapp, I agree with that. So Chuck, this is, I just got to say, and that's the Chuck Knapp that a lot of people don't know about. You're just a gem. I don't know how you got to be who you are, but you have any idea what kind of effect you had on me that I learned I could go to Chicago to WLS, this legendary station, and some guy named Chuck was there who could pamper me and take care of me. Well, you have no idea what that meant.
You're very kind. Just let me say that I grew up in West Central Minnesota, and I had dreams. And those dreams would be similar to the dreams that you had. It became just natural to me when you showed up on the fifth floor of the Stone Container Building, that I would say, hey, I got some time. Now, I probably had been there at 10 o'clock in the morning to answer your question. I probably got yanked into the program director's office for some severe verbal discipline. I wasn't the type of guy that wanted to answer the hotline, and it was probably payday as well. And it was just fortunate that you and I got to hook up and spend a little time. But when we sat down to talk broadcast, to talk about myself, which was always my favorite subject. Mm-hmm. We are all drawn into this business because of our own insecurities. And then we flip the switch when we sit down in the hot seat and the mic goes on and voila, you know, we kind of get to play act and be something more than what we really are. But I loved sitting down with you. And then I enjoy talking to people about the love of my life. Radio is my happy place.
That's all there is to it.
That's how you ended
I'm
that
happy.
Thing?
You're happy.
You ended it with radio is my happy place?
We always, the slogan that you and I had at Bob all those years ago
wake up
was
happy.
Wake up happy.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's so much to be happy for and to be thankful for. And in spite of all the chaos and all the trouble, I still look forward to every day. And 1 foot at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 breath at a time, 1 news story at a time. That's your cue.
Have I got a story for you? I know you've been waiting for this. You've been anxiously watching those numbers on the gas stations. They are going up.
What?
Confidence is coming back and your gas prices are going up.
Can you tell me why people are driving 100 miles an hour on Twin Cities interstates?
No.
I can't figure that. I don't know why they would want to do that.
That seems to be an entirely different story, but that's what we do.
Well, cheap
that's
gas.
What we do.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You know.
They're going up. You're thrilled about it. By the way, another side to this is Father's Day is Sunday. More than half of Americans who say they're going to celebrate Father's Day are doing it virtually.
Ah.
You know? Sending a tie via email. The National Retail Federation's Father's Day survey, 77% said, no, we're not going to see our kids this time around. It's going to be virtual. I've got a kid in Irvine, so, you know, that's the way that goes.
So you can't, you haven't.
I was just in California last week.
Yeah.
My son lives in Irvine. It is 170 miles from Bakersfield where I work, right?
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Couldn't go down and see him because of COVID-19. Because they have a foster child.
So you can't see Josh.
And they locked him out, couldn't see him, couldn't hold him, couldn't hug him. My grandson Atlas could not see him because of the foster stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see my kid anyway. I just wanted to see my grandson. That was about it.
We have a special in-studio guest this morning. You maybe have weather. I look out I, the window.
Yeah, we're going to have it today. We decided to just go right out there and have some weather today. That's what's going on. It's going to be warm. It's going to be muggy. And it's probably going to be wet. I don't know. I just made all that stuff up.
Well, I like it. That's the best way to do it anyway. We
all
just
right.
make it up as we go along. But I want to say good morning to Terry Trent.
She's held down this radio world for...
how long?
Talk.
Well, let's see. I was on radio in the metro here for 31 years.
How did you get started?
Thank you.
Where did you start?
I started in La Crosse. Yeah. Just for like 5 months, I got homesick and moved back. Worked one day a week in Shakopee, and then I went to Buffalo. So you just had Steve Willenhouse on. I worked for his dad. Steve used to mow the lawn you're out there.
Before he was what he is.
And all the Buffalo people that I worked with are all listening right now. And then I went to KQ and worked there from 86 to 2017. So 31 years I was there.
Wow. That's a record.
Yeah, it was pretty
that, that's up there with Boone and Erickson. That is a long, long record at one station.
Yeah.
How many management changes did you go through?
Not really that many.
No?
Dave Hamilton was our program director.
Yeah, I loved him.
Oh, my God. I love the man.
Yep.
And Mark Coleman and Shelley. And let's see, who else was there? Amy Wagner. I'm just trying to think of Mark Steinmetz was the GM when I started there. So not really that many.
You know, we're going to catch up with you in about a half an hour. And
was
gonna,
I that boring?
And no, no, no. And Rob
it's
Sherwood,
recovery. We got to do recovery.
Rob Sherwood is looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do that. We'll have Jim Rich coming on as well. Let me ask you right now, what is your favorite
summer song?
My favorite summer song? That was so hard. It took me, but it's such a happy song. ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Song, Terry. Thank you for giving us that song this morning. ELO.
I can guarantee you that's the first time ELO has ever played.
I know.
Bob FM.
Well, I just mentioned that to Neil Freeman out the hallway.
But that's why we call it a summer surprise. You just don't know what you're going to run into.
It's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. I love Jeff Lynne, and it's a summer song. Today's a perfect day for it.
Can I ask you about your apples? I know that's rather personal.
It's
but,
very personal.
Tell me about your apples.
Well, we have an orchard. Our family does in Watertown, Minnesota, called Loose Line Orchard, right on the state Loose Line Trail. And we have a vineyard, and it's just real pretty.
Wow.
Next Friday, we have the Everett Smithson Bands coming out, and we're doing a happy hour kind of thing. They play from like 6 to 9 or whatever. 5 to 9 it starts.
Mm. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And now are you kind of developing your own apples as well? Or are you doing any of that?
No.
Is it apple breeding? What
grafting,
would you call?
That
yes.
kind of thing? Yeah. No.
Apple breeding? That just came out of your mouth.
Thank you very much. I'll be back in 2 hours.
No, we're not doing that yet. But we have bees and different varieties of bees, and we have 7 varieties of apples. The U of M comes out with new apples all the time.
Sure.
But the thing is, you know,
like Honeycrisp.
Yeah, yep. Honeycrisp is by far and away the most popular. But what's going to be popular, you know, so you hate to plant like 500 trees and then that one
you never
falls
know.
Out of favor and there you are.
I fell in love with it.
Have to wait and see what
there's an apple out there now called like an NV80 or something like that. Have you tasted one of those?
No.
Oh, it's a religious experience.
Really?
Oh my goodness. My wife threw one of those at me.
Oh, preaching, pastor.
I was in heaven. Yes. I wanted to take an offering. It was absolutely amazing.
Every chance you get, if you take a breath, John will take an offering.
I will take an offering.
That's been going on the morning show for all these years. But I always wanted to name an apple after myself. The Napple.
The Napple. I don't know if I'd eat it.
Can we move on?
Did Terry
got to be something better to talk about?
Really, just say that on Bob FM.
I think she's using some pretty good judgment right there.
Program director is shaking his head.
We're gonna get
actually.
To,
I think he's crying right now.
So you see, I thought that Terry had bad jokes. Okay, and then you come up with the Napple.
The Napple, KNAPPLE.
You know, as a man of the cloth, I'm gonna suggest that we move on to more higher things.
Well,
like
I want to tell you a Brad Paisley story, if I could, because it relates to Alzheimer's. And they're what we're fundraising for this morning on The Longest Day. The Longest Day is tomorrow. We're going to have a couple of interviews with folks from the Alzheimer's Association at 8:30 this morning and 9:30. But my wife and I got a chance to go to Nashville and hang out with Mrs. Paisley, with Kim Williams.
Oh, sure.
Paisley.
Yep.
She lost her mom to Alzheimer's, And they do a big fundraiser at the Crazy Horse Saloon down there every year. And we were there in October, and Brad played the entire night.
Wow.
And we were standing within 6 or 8 feet of him, and we were talking to Kim Williams, Kimberly Williams Paisley, his wife. And my wife has written an Alzheimer's book called Undefeated Innocence by Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp.com. And so we presented her with the book, and then we got a chance to talk to Glenn Campbell's daughter, who sang 9 to 5.
Oh, wow.
And she was just amazing. And REO was there.
Wow.
Shenandoah was there.
What a mix.
And Hunter Hayes did the greatest version of Footloose you will ever hear.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we spent the night just listening and dancing in Nashville to this guy, and this is probably one of my favorite summertime songs of all time, because it's all about water in Minnesota, home of water skiing.
Inflatable pool, full of dad's hot air.